How's it? I'm Keenan Williams, and this is the Social Impact Podcast on kwmedia.life. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends, and visit our website, that's www.kwmedia.life, to listen to our other podcasts and to follow us on all forms of social media at KWM Socials. Today, we're talking about Africa, and we're focusing on Africa for season 3 of the Social Impact Podcast. And today, we are visiting a place called the Congo out in Central Africa. When you think of the Congo, what comes to mind? Would it boggle your mind if you maybe think of the Congo? And in fact, when you're talking about it, you're actually referring to one of two countries that border the Congo River in Central Africa. Now, the large of the two countries, the Democratic Republic of Congo, is located to the southeast, while the smaller nation, the Republic of Congo, is situated to the northwest. Now, while they share the same name, each country has its own interesting history as well as story to tell. And today, to help us unravel another interesting African story, we meet up with Dorcas, who now lives in South Africa with her family, but is originally from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now, Dorcas, you are living in South Africa with your family. Talk to me about what brought you to South Africa from the DRC, and tell me a little bit about that cultural shift, because I'm sure that the life here in South Africa is very different to the life that you had experienced for 13 years of your life in the DRC.
The reason why we all moved to South Africa was because of my brother's health. One of my brothers has been sick since birth, and we tried all the best hospitals in Congo, and we couldn't find something to help him get better, and he would be sick all the time. That's when, and also there was a bit of problems with my dad's work, and his life was in danger, so was our lives as well. So he decided that we should move to a safer place where we can not live in fear and in danger. So yeah, we came. My dad came to South Africa in 2011, and then we joined him in 2012. And yeah, we've been much safer and much safer. And my brother has been much, much better since we came here. He's been going to the doctors for 8 years we've been living here, and he's been getting the best treatment, and he's getting better and better. So yeah, it's been great to live here in South Africa, and the culture has just been mind-blowing. It's very, very different from where I come from. Yeah, it's very loud, very colorful. There's even more joy, lots of singing, lots of different cultures, like a lot of culture, different people doing different things and having different things that represent them. So it's been amazing. It's been amazing to be here and to learn and witness all of these different cultural differences, and living it and asking questions about it and why they're doing it. So it's really great.
Now, Dorcas, if we look at present-day South Africa, I know that for many foreign nationals, they're finding it very difficult to live in South Africa, and many are falling victim to xenophobic attacks as well as violence. I also know that the treatment of foreign nationals in this country isn't that great, but what are some of the difficulties you had maybe experienced while living here in South Africa?
Well, for foreigners and even South Africans themselves, there's been lots of difficulties living in South Africa. It's not very much a safe country anymore for lots of people, including South Africans, when it comes to safety especially. But then when it comes to foreigners, speaking in general, most foreigners have been complaining about lots of things. But when it comes to me personally, what's difficult for at least me and my family, it's getting a permanent job, like something that you can do that can guarantee that you get a salary every month and you have food on your table every day. So it's been very difficult for both my parents to get jobs since we've been here, and both of them currently are not working, have not been working for my dad a year now and my mom for 3 years straight. So it's very difficult. That's why my dad decided to study, but even though he studied and graduated, he still has not gotten a job. He finished his studies 9 months ago and he still has not gotten any jobs. South Africans are privileged, which makes sense, but if you are a foreigner and a refugee, you're here for safety and you should be able to be given a job. But if you do not get a job or you do not have the opportunity to work, it becomes very difficult to live and pay for rent and food and all the basic needs that one needs to live life. So yeah, that's one of the biggest challenge, and sometimes it gets pretty annoying and irritating when me as a foreigner, I want to buy something and I'm not allowed to buy it because I'm not South African, or I'm not allowed to send money or do certain things because I'm not South African. That becomes really, really irritating. But yeah, for me it has not been so difficult, but I have heard and witnessed other people struggling a lot with living, working, xenophobic attacks. So it depends on people.
Dorcas, for this podcast, we're looking at Africa, the stories which come from the continents, and also looking at different perspectives of what we can do differently to see us better the various situations we find ourselves in. What do you as Dorcas think we can do differently to better the education we have on the continent?
In my opinion, what we can do better to improve our education system is to, first of all, educate our parents and definitely keep our children going to school. It's why I say it's important to educate our parents is because we still find in society that some parents would say, okay, boys should go to school and then girls must stay at home and just get married, or girls are just meant to get married and do house chores, and then men can go, I don't know, fish or hunter, I don't know, lots of things, or build a house and prove themselves as men. We still find that, and we also still find people that just generally do not find education very important. So I think it's very important when we have educated parents or an educated community that can make these people, or that can make people understand that what education, the power of education, and how important someone becomes just by being educated in the society, and how many opportunities they can get if they are educated. So education is very important in that situation. And also when we have schools, it's very important to get children to learn efficiently and getting people into what they're learning, not generally forcing kids to just study medicine, for example, or being engineers, because that's generally what certain African parents that I know want their children to be. Some kids would be interested in maybe doing photography, doing art, doing dancing, but then they're very much restricted from that because our parents do not see the potential, the future of that. They think that that's not a career, there's no way that can be a career. So education is also important then, because if you know what an artist make, or what a musician or a poet or a writer or an actress, a dancer, what they can make and get from their career, then you will pursue and teach the kids, okay, go for it, do this, you can become someone better, you can become a big sportsman, instead of just holding them back. And also when it comes to social economy, it's it's very difficult to say because we're living in an age where most Africans are still struggling. Most Africans do not have food, do not have a house over their head. So it becomes very difficult to focus on doing anything better than just trying to have food and a roof over our heads. So getting the government to help people start businesses or helping them invest in people so they can have businesses to improve the economy of the country, improve people's lives. And, you know, if there's something in the community, there's maybe a shop here and there, and people are working there at the shop, improving it, opening another one, doing different things. The economy can also improve for people in the community, through small businesses especially. And for health, people need a lot of education when it comes to health. Because just looking at when we were in Congo, for example, and when we came here, my mother is a nurse. So she always said, must wash your hands in a certain way, wash it for more than 20 seconds, wash it with soap and wash it properly. And those are things that most people do not know or pay attention to. And when we came to South Africa, most people would just go, oh yeah, there's no much germs in South Africa. There's most germs in where we come from, in other countries. So you wouldn't really pay attention to it. But then with the coronavirus now being a big problem in the world, we are learning, getting back to, okay, we need to wash our hands properly. We need to do this. We need to not maybe have our fingers in our mouth the whole time. We need to wash our hands frequently and before we're eating. And we do not always have to shake people's hands because people touch everything. There are people that lick their hands when they eat, and then they see you, they high five you, or they touch your hands. So that's a way of spreading germs, even if it doesn't kill us like the coronavirus does, but it's spreading germs. So we need to be educated when it comes to health and how teach people what it is and how we can protect ourselves from different diseases. Because luckily here in South Africa, we don't really have malaria, but and Ebola, but where I come from, with those big diseases, lots of people have died. So learning is very important about health. It's very important.
That was Dorcas Mutombo there from the Democratic Republic of Congo, originally from the DRC. She's currently living in South Africa with her family and just sharing her African story with us today. Dorcas, thanks so much for chatting to me today on the Social Impact Podcast. Tomorrow, we meet another African with an exceptional personal story to share, and I hope you'll join me then. A reminder that if you haven't yet, go and subscribe to our podcast for updates of our uploads, and then share it with your friends as well. We'd also like you to follow us on all forms of social media at KWM Socials, and to visit our website to listen to more podcasts. That's kwmedia.live. So from myself, Keenan Williams, keep rocking SA. Bye-bye.